Last week, the Adirondack Park Agency commissioners took action to fast-track permitting for benthic mats and hand harvesting to kill invasive species in Adirondack lakes. Benthic mats are plastic mats that are laid over the invasive to smother them. Agency scientists told commissioners that large acreage deployments of the mats are significantly impacting native species in freshwater wetland areas, and there is not enough data to determine their recovery. The new permit restricts the use of the mats to 3 acres. APA spokesman Keith McKeever says the new permitting allows for a rapid response to combat invasives while balancing the return of native species.
We believe that we're able to expedite permits for smaller project sites for a shorter duration of time. We're going to be able to kill off infestations and also ensure that native species will return. We have conditions that we will be doing pre-treatment surveys of aquatic species, and there's other conditions that are built into the permit to ensure that there will not be impacts to native species. So we're very confident in this general permit and believe it's in the best interest of the Adirondack Park water bodies and local communities.
In Lake George, several acres of benthic mats have been deployed to kill Asian clams. Lake George Association Executive Director Walt Lender has not seen evidence that native species are in danger.
As far as we can see, Lake George has a pretty good distribution of native plants. Those probably will not be greatly affected, and they will probably reseed and restart in the areas where we've had the benthic mats down. So it's really not a huge concern for us.
Well, if the native plants can reseed and come back, then couldn't the invasives do the same thing?
Invasives do come back as well, but in the case of the benthic mats that we're putting down right now, we're doing that for the purpose of killing Asian clams. In the areas where the Park Commission is putting down mats to reduce the Eurasian water milfoil population, we hope and what we have seen is that the native plants do repopulate quicker and they come back first. Hopefully that means that they're going to keep the invasives out.
Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki says the questions the APA is raising regarding the impact on wetlands are reasonable, but based on his experience, he's uncertain that the use of benthic mats prevents resurgence of native species.
It's a balancing act when you're concerned about how a wetland will return and whether there will be native species that return. You've got to balance that against what the actual invasive species, what that impact can be to the wetlands. And it's our thoughts on Lake George that the invasive species will have a much greater impact on the native wetlands than the treatment of the invasive species with benthic barriers and potential impacts to recolonization of the native species. So restricting the use of the benthic mats to the acreage that was specified in the general permit, we think just opens it up for potential greater impacts from the invasive species.
Under the general permit, the benthic barriers are restricted to 3 acres or less. Areas greater than 1 acre cannot be treated more than twice in 2 years. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.